This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, November 18th, brought to you by Farm Credit. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. In its first crop update since the government reopened, the national corn harvest lagging slightly behind average. Winter wheat planting is moving along, according to the USDA's Ag Statistics Weekly Crop Progress Report released yesterday. Meteorologists suggest this week's progress could be muted given multiple storm systems moving through the country. Rain, isolated snow, and possible severe weather will improve soil moisture and certainly perhaps limit harvesting activity in some areas. For corn, the harvest is slightly behind at 91% complete, 7 points behind last year's 98%, 3 points behind the five-year average of 94%. Nebraska is the furthest behind at 74% harvested. That's 23 points behind last year's pace. Soy harvest continues on pace at 95% done as of Sunday, 3 points behind last year's 98% and 1 point behind the five-year average of 96%. Nebraska, 84% harvested. Winter wheat planting is moving along to reach 92% nationwide as of Sunday, 2 points behind last year and 3 points behind the five-year average. An estimated 79% of winter wheat had emerged as of Sunday, 4 points behind last year's 83% and 5 points behind the five-year average of 84%. An estimated 45% of winter wheat had emerged in good to excellent condition, down 4 points from the previous year. In Brazil, weather remains mostly beneficial and soy planting reaching 71% done as of last Thursday. Although both Mato Grosso and Paraná are over 90% planted, heavy rain delaying planting still in some areas. Weather in Brazil remains favorable for corn, with only parts of the center west and northeast Brazil being drier than desired. Agroal reporting Brazil's first corn crop had now reached 85% complete. In Argentina, it's been wet, but drier weather lies ahead, and depending on weather in December when pollination begins, analysts think the Argentine crop may be on track for record corn production of between 58 and 62 million metric tons. There is confirmation within the industry that China bought at least 14 cargoes of U.S. soybeans Monday. Two traders with knowledge of the deals reported as the largest purchase since at least January, the most significant since the summit between President Trump and President Xi Jinping last month. China's buying U.S. soybeans to meet pledges it made to Washington at the trade summit. The Asian-based traders say the purchase came even though the cargoes are priced higher than rival Brazilian offers. One trader said this bigger round of soybean buying is no longer a goodwill gesture, but a manifestation of China's commitment to the terms of the Busan Agreement. China's state-owned grain trader, COFCO, bought at least 840,000 metric tons for shipment in December and January, according to True Traders reporting the deals to Reuters. Eight of the vessels for shipment in December and January from the Gulf Coast terminals, while the rest were for shipment in January from the Pacific Northwest ports, according to one trader. The Asian trader said that COFCO paid between $235 and $240 a bushel over January Chicago contracts for shipments from the Gulf and between $215 and $220 a bushel from the Pacific Northwest ports. That's well above the prices for Brazilian new crop soybeans that are a dollar and a quarter over Chicago futures. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Credit. From the countryside to the capital, Farm Credit customers, directors, and employees are in Washington, D.C. to share their stories and urge Congress to pass Farm Bill 2.0. Farm Credit has supported rural America and agriculture for more than 100 years and will continue to be there for our customers in good times and bad. While every customer's story is unique, they share a common thread. Farm Credit helps them grow. Now they're counting on Congress to deliver a Farm Bill 2.0 to ensure rural America remains strong for the next generation. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.